Hey, we've all heard this before. Nobody's coming for your guns. Well, the Biden administration just laid out their strategy as they head into not only the election, where the period before the election, where things get hot and heavy, but also ahead of this week's debate, if it ever happens. I'm going to show you something the Biden administration put out. It's time, y'all. Like, we need to all pay attention. We know what's going on, but here's what they said.
When Trump was president,
children gunned down in classrooms,
innocent people killed in church,
and massacred at a concert.
Still, Trump did nothing. He sided with the NRA, but I sided with you. I've expanded background checks, created an Office of Gun Violence Prevention, and now murder rates are down. You and your family deserve to be safe, and I'm going to fight like hell to see to it you are.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
This video is brought to us by CMMG. CMMG makes great tools for Americans who love to be Americans. They make their tools in different sizes and shapes and colors and chamberings and whiz-bangs that go boom and bang, and they are phenomenal. They are great products. They are great Americans made here in America in Missouri. And CMMG's ownership puts their own dollars into lawsuits to fight the ATF. I'll save you 10% with G&G 10 anytime you shop there, day or night. Doesn't matter when. G&G 10, thanks to CMMG. Well, nobody's coming for your guns, but he's coming for your guns. Put an Office of Constitutional Violation in the White House. We know this stuff, right? And we know that they're not satisfied. They're never, ever going to be satisfied. We hear like people like John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell say we need to meet and find common ground. There is no common ground when it comes to not just the Second Amendment, but all of our rights. When you give up a right, you never get it back unless you have to shoot people in the face to take it back. And that's just been not the American way. It's been the way of the world. In response to their video, actually, before I even say that, like, Biden is claiming this huge reduction in gun violence and murder rates, rather. And I went onto their website, and they're claiming a 20% reduction in over 200 major cities. But what he doesn't say is why that's happening. Why? Because millions more Americans since the coup happened and during the burn the country down, because it's mostly peaceful, and do everything you can to infiltrate this country with people who want to come here and do us harm. People are waking up and realizing they're their own first responders. People are arming up, and people are not doing stupid things because they know people are fighting back. The good people are fighting back. That is a big part of the reduction of the murder rate. Also, we now have 29 states in this country that have gone to a version of constitutional carry. Those are major, major factors in that crime reduction. And I will say that, you know, the thing he talked about, you know, shootings in churches, thanks to people like my friend Stephen Williford, that stuff stops too. We need more Stephen Williford's in the world. If you don't know who he is, look him up, because you should know who Stephen is. And I am blessed to be able to call him a friend. In response to Biden's claims, literally, moments later, well, not the day, not next day, the Second Amendment Foundation put this out. I think it's a funny tribute. Check it out.
We urgently need you to take action to protect your Second Amendment rights from Joe Biden's gun-grabbing agenda. Radical Second Amendment-hating politicians have said it time and time again. No one is coming after your guns. Barack Obama said it. Hillary Clinton said it. But then Joe Biden expressed their real intentions.
But whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether it's a rifle is ridiculous. I'm continuing to push to eliminate the sale of those things.
Joe Biden wants to strip the U.S. Constitution of Americans' right to keep and bear arms. He is determined to take away your Second Amendment rights before leaving office. And we urgently need you to call 800-241-4882 and pledge your support to stop Joe Biden's gun-grabbing agenda. The Second Amendment Foundation is leading the legal fight, and we need millions of Americans to stop Joe Biden and the gun-grabbing radicals. Call 800-241-4882 and press 1 now to pledge your support to defend our Second Amendment rights. Call 800-241-4882.
Guys, the fight is here. The fight is on our doorstep for America. I've said it a few times, and I'm going to say it again, and I'll probably say it again somewhere down the line. If you do not vote, You're part of the problem. And there's going to be people who say, oh, funny people think they can vote their way out of it. You're not going to be able to vote your way out of it immediately. But not voting for decades like the silent majority lazy folks have got us to where we are as well. It helped. Definitely helped. So we need to do everything we can in our power to get some of these people who think that they are the permanent Washington, the permanent elite, the permanent fixtures, get them the frick out of office. And that starts by voting. If we had, like I've said it before, up to 10 million people in this country who are gun owners aren't even registered to vote. You're not even trying to stop the tyranny. You're just bitching and moaning about the tyranny. So let's stop bitching and moaning and let's be part of the process that our forefathers died to set up. Let's at least honor them and honor this country by doing what has been set up for our civic duty to do. Again, the goal is to try to avoid a total reset, which is why we have these steps that the forefathers have provided us. If you don't know how many unregistered voters that are gun owners are in your state, I'll have my video above. It's got a picture of Elmer Fudd as the thumbnail. And it says we are part of the problem, and we are, because we're too comfortable, or we think for some reason that they're just not gonna, that they're gonna stop one day, stop trying to take away every right we have until America is no longer. This country will not survive another 4 years under Democrat rule. It just won't. So I have children. Don't know if you do. Don't know if you care. But if you do care, take one person who didn't vote last election to the polls this year. Even if you don't want to vote for an individual at some level, vote for your locals. Vote for your states. America's not going to make it, guys and gals, if Americans don't care. I have a passion for this country and our freedom. I'm hoping to impart that on you. Links down below, voteforamerica.org if you want to get registered to vote. I ask you, if you're part of the 10 million, to do it. Save the complaining and just do it. I love you all. Be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. We are the sentinels of this republic. Let's do what we're supposed to do before it gets to the point where we do what we have to do. Take care.